exercise change.
Thinking something would be nice to do versus actually being motivated and driven to do it are two different things.
Yeah.
Once we've consciously considered the possibility of change, what happens either automatically or consciously that builds our motivation to change?
Once you've made the decision to exercise, change into an exercise program, for a start it's going to be a struggle. But as you your capacity to train increases with your fitness, then also the training becomes a hell of a lot more. It shouldn't become easier in terms of, you know, you should be still working at a particular level, but your ability to recover and enjoy it probably become more. And so I think that's where you sort of move on. Once you've made that change and you start the process, if you can see tangible results in terms of, it might be that you just do a wee time trial, or it might be, oh, I'm just going to go up the hill today, and, oh, hell, I went, you know, 25 seconds quicker. Mm. It's something that makes you feel good. I guess it's like when you hop on the scales, and if you have been dieting and you hop on the scales after 4 weeks, and the scales say the same thing, you're going, fuck that, I'm not going to do it anymore because I've got. But if you see you've dropped 3 kilograms, you're going, yeah, I'm going to stick at it.
Keep going. So tangible results is what motivates us to keep going with these things.
I think so. I mean, professional athletes are a little bit different because see, you don't have tangible results because they can see the big picture, you know, and there's a dynamic of what you're trying to achieve at certain parts of the season, and they've got it programmed in their head that I know I'm going to be going through this, you know, shit stage because I'm doing 1,000 k's a week sort of thing. Whereas when I lighten my load and I'm doing 550 k's a week and I'm doing intensity and that, I'm going to feel sharp. Mm. People that are coming from maybe a more placid or passive lifestyle haven't got that mentality or don't understand how it all works mentally.
So just having a bit of confidence that, I guess, you know, things will get a bit better after, and usually it's around that 3 or 4 week mark, isn't it?
Yeah,
so just sticking through that then, you know, not bailing out after the first week or two and then having a bit of faith that you will see some results.
Yep. Well, what I tend to try and do, Matt, is say, for instance, you come to me and you want a training program, I'll sit down and give you a monthly training program, which will get you going. But the basic program that we look at is 4 months. And after 4 months, like say, for instance, you come to me and I say, okay, I need you to do a lactate profile at the university. We're going to do a lactate ramp test, which is going to tell us, first and foremost, how you're sitting in terms of your aerobic capacity.
Okay.
Secondly, it's going to give us what your training zones are, what your anaerobic threshold are, and aerobic threshold, so that you, when you train to heart rate, you're going to achieve X, Y, you know, that's what you've got to do if you're doing steady state training. So then we actually test them after 4 months. And after 4 months, you would hope that the lactate graph would move to the right to show that there's improvement. And that's there where they see their improvement.
Okay.
But, you know, they will always get anecdotal feelings. Hey, I'm feeling better, or I race better. And they may not even race better, but in themselves they feel that they race better.